Greg Jennings was held out of practice today. They're going to do some more testing, so I should have more information on Greg this evening.
Has the offense gotten, getting used to, it's not the right way to put it, but he has missed quite a bit of time.
I'm sorry, what was the first
question? I'm not sure maybe getting used to, it's not the right way to put it, but is the offense kind of getting accustomed to performing without him since he has been out periodically this year?
You're talking about Greg Jennings?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's twofold. Number one, you never want to see, a player that's hurt that can't participate. And obviously, Greg Jennings is a Pro Bowl player. It means a lot to us, but this is the NFL season. This is the way it goes. Sometimes people get hurt, and that's why you need 61 guys, the 53-man roster, and, those 8 practice squad guys. It's so important. But, we feel like we have a good plan. We're planning to go with them or without them, and that's why you do it every week.
Mike, I know you want to look at the practice tape, but what did you see from Neil today? How does it look to you?
Had a chance to watch Mike Neil a lot today. He looks to be in great shape. He wasn't winded at all. Fresh legs. He had a good practice. So I'd like to watch the tape with the coaches and then we'll watch him again tomorrow. I think tomorrow's padded practice will give us a better indication where he is.
Mike, a couple good defensive performances, took a step back the other day. Are you generally encouraged by what's going on there on that side of the ball?
Well, I spent some time in a team meeting today and went through the first quarter statistics of all of our grades, the way we evaluate our football team. Clearly, our special teams has been our most consistent, most productive unit to date, so very pleased with them, and look for them to continue, down that path. So there's a lot of energy and excitement in that room because they feel like they've left some opportunities on the field. Defensively, we've been a little bit of a roller coaster, and it's pretty much the same story on offense. Frankly, offense, we didn't really get going to this past game. So and we've made the corrections. We talked a lot about our number one goal is to go out and win in all 3 phases. We haven't done that as a team this year. So that's our focus this week. Turnover ratio was the second topic that we went through and all the characteristics that go with that as far as catching the ball, handling the ball, the ability to take the football away. We've had a couple takeaway plays that didn't go our way as far as, officials and things like that. But, the opportunities are there. We need to do a better job. We're not getting the ball out. We don't have the ball on the ground enough from our coverage units on special teams, from our defense, and in the offense and our return unit has had the ball on the ground too much. So those are the things that after 4 weeks, the first quarter that we're focused on as far as a self-scout view. And with that, obviously, we're totally focused on the game plan for the Colts.
Colts have seen a lot of turnover, experienced a lot of that the last year or so, Mike. Why are they still dangerous?
Well, the first thing I always look for when I turn the tape on is really the activity, the energy. How are they playing? The speed of the team, the general overall ability of the football team. Spending most of their time just on their defense, you can see there's a transition there going from a 4-3 personnel to a Noki scheme defense. So, there are some players that are you can see they're improving each week, and you can see they're being more comfortable now. Obviously, after Jacksonville, they've had a bye week, so they've had an opportunity to evaluate their team after 3 weeks, and so the unscouted look emphasis for us is still heightened going into this game. It's something that you see the first couple weeks of the season. And usually by the 4th or 5th week of the season, you feel like your teams are starting to play to a certain identity, a certain scheme. But, this team's coming off a bye week, so we're preparing for unusual looks and deceptives and things like that.
Mike, in the case of Starks, I know he's not on the report anymore, but you have Benson, and certainly I'm sure you want to ride him as best you can, given what he's been doing. Do you just kind of try to get Starks as many reps as you can in practice, and then if he's there, you'll use him? Or do you start to work him in with Benson at some point?
I had a chance to visit with James Starks after practice, and really the conversation we had is I really wanted to push it. He's he's been able to get through, you know, a couple weeks of practice. I don't know if he's going to be pain-free all year, but this is the week with, you know, we want him to try to really, really push through it and see if we can get him involved.
Mike, a lot of attention, obviously, on Jeff Saturday returning to Indianapolis this week. What has he given you through four games?
Well, I mean, number one, when we signed, you know, Jeff Saturday, we knew we were getting a veteran, you know, a veteran that has a lot of pelts on the wall, has played a lot of football, had a lot of experience in a wide open scheme, similar to ours. And, you know, just his personality. You know, you're getting a guy that's very consistent, you know, kind of an old school pro, you know, brings his lunchbox every day. Has a lot of personality, has a lot of natural leadership ability. And I think he's been an excellent fit for us as a football team and, more importantly, in the offensive line. So very steady.
Mike, when you run fakes and they're successful and you work on all that stuff in a special team, does it add a little flair, a little spice in the meeting room for those guys?
Well, it's a big play opportunity, absolutely. I mean, you know, defense wants to make big plays with turnovers and sacks, and offense wants to, you know, throw big bombs for touchdowns and things like that, and it's no different in special teams. So, and frankly, there's a lot more reps that go into a deceptive play, in my experience, on special teams than probably it does on offense and defense. So, so that's something you put, you know, those plays that we've been able to hit this year, they're practiced every week, whether they're up or not. So, you're just looking for the right opportunity to call them, and we've been able to hit them, you know, hit them both this week. So it's definitely exciting, and you know, it's exciting when they work. So that's a good thing.
Mike, those plays do generate the buzz, but you mentioned that the special teams have been the most consistent. What have you liked kind of about your special teams aside from the two kind of big plays?
The speed they're playing with, physical, and really an attitude. I mean, there's an attitude over there. I think we got very good veteran leadership there. The young guys are now, you know, coming in and making plays. There's an emphasis there that we haven't had from the players before. Frankly, before it was pulling teeth with some individuals in the past to perform at a high level on special teams that hasn't existed here in a couple of years. It's a whole different dynamic. We made a change in our philosophy and schematically a couple of years ago with Sean Slocum. I'll say this is the third year that we're into it, and you're seeing the benefits of it, where we're really putting the stress and importance on the fundamentals. The skiing volume of scheme is minimal compared to prior years. So it's just guys have really bought into the fundamentals and, you know, the speed and playing really physical. So I think we're much improved there than my earlier years.
Two more. Mike, what's your opinion of Luck and his skill set compared to some other guys who came in highly touted in recent years?
I think Andrew Luck was, you know, he's definitely one of those quarterbacks that you watch come out of college and you think this guy's going to be a very good football player, from, you know, no doubt about it. So there's a reason why he's picked number one. And, you know, I think he's on the beginning of a, you know, an excellent career. And I know it's a different position, but it's just kind of popped in my head. I can remember being in Kansas City and playing the Oakland Raiders, and Charles Woodson was a rookie corner. And we're talking about game plan. It's like, hey, we better go after this guy, because next year we're probably not going to have anything to do with him. So I think it's probably a little bit like some of these young quarterbacks. I think Andrew Luck's a guy that he's young. You know, he's got an excellent coach in Bruce Arians. You know, Clyde Christensen, those guys do a great job over there with quarterbacks, and it's a quarterback-friendly scheme. So, I mean, he's, you know, I think he's going to be a very good player for a long time. Is that it?
Any more? Blake Green might come back this week. You talk about him pairing up with Robert Mathis coming off the ends.
Well, I mean, hey, they've been doing that for a long time. I mean, just because they changed the 3-4, you know, Freeney and Mathis can still, you know, turn the corner. You're playing in a dome on a fast surface, you know, crowd noise, and all, you know, those are all the things that we're preparing for. You know, we in the past we really used to not get into crowd noise until Thursday and Friday, but, you know, we do it from Wednesday all the way through, because, I mean, these guys definitely are special on the edge. So it's something that we are focused on.